Unit 1. Time to spare. 1.1. In my spare time.
Ruth, what do you do in your spare time?
I bake, actually. It's something I've done kind of for years and years. I started off by making apple crumble. That was the first thing I ever made. But I've kind of progressed a bit now, and I really like making things like a Bakewell tart, which, you know, a really massive one. And I'll make it and kind of call the family, and the neighbours will call in or whatever, and it goes in about 3 seconds. There's just something really creative about getting all these ingredients together, and it's like sort of almost like painting a picture or something, and you have this end product and everybody really enjoys it. And I like making scones and Welsh cakes and cookies for the children, because they really love those. The only shame about it really is that you put all this sort of hard work into it and they go really, really quickly. But there's nothing more satisfying than watching a Victoria sponge rise in the oven.
Bill, what hobbies do you have?
Actually, I am a diver, a scuba diver. And that happened strangely. When I was very young, I did diving when I lived in California. And I had an aqualung then for about a year. And then I went to college and sold it. And then years and years and years went by and I didn't dive. And then I went to holiday in Greece. And I happened to be on a beach next to a diving school. And I thought, this is the best time. If I'm ever going to get my qualifications, I will do it. And I spent the week diving and studying diving, and I got my certification. And now I dive whenever I can. I've dived on the Great Barrier Reef. I've dived on the islands off Santa Barbara in California. I've dived all around the Mediterranean. I love it. It's like flying through the water, and you have all those wonderful things to see.
Sarah, do you have any hobbies?
Yes, I do. I love surfing. I'm a typical Aussie girl, and when I was growing up, my brother, because he was the boy, got the surfboard, and I was like, that's not fair. I got a boogie board, which is the little foam thing, and he gets a proper surfboard. This is sexist. This is all wrong. And I thought, no, I'm going to learn to surf. And the next lesson I learned is that the boys at high school don't want to let you have their board because they're convinced the girls will ding it up. And they spend hours waxing their boards, but the girls aren't allowed to touch them. I thought, I'm going to save my money, and I'm going to get one of these things. I'm going to be better than them all. The next thing I know, I saved my money and I got my own surfboard, which I said only girls can use. So I got there out there on the surfboard and I was terrible. I was absolutely terrible. I fell off every time I stood up, and it was the hardest thing I had ever done. But I kept at it, and eventually I got really cool that I can now actually get to the front of the board and I can hang 10, which is where you get the 10 little toes over the edge of the board. But then I fall off. I'm not that great, but I am getting there. And whenever I go home, I make sure I get my wetsuit on so I don't get sunburnt, and I get out on that board and I just love cruising the surf.
Emma, do you have any hobbies?
It's not really a hobby, but I like to look after children. I think I was the youngest of six, so I never had anybody younger than me to look after. And so once I got old enough to look after other people's children, even if I didn't get paid, I used to always offer to help out. And anything ranging from babies to older children. I've worked at nursery schools. I know a friend who started a nursery school once, and I spent my summer working for her for free. And pretty much whenever anybody I know has a baby, I'm sort of the first one in going, I'll look after it, I'll babysit, which is a very bizarre thing. But there's something... There's something quite warm when you, I mean, it depends on how big the child is, but even a bigger child, when you've got them interested in something, or you've managed to do their homework with them, or had a good day with them and they've really enjoyed themselves, and the smile they sort of give you at the end of the day when you say goodbye or anything is very exciting. It can be also quite distressing. I looked after two children once, a 4-year-old and an 18-month-year-old for about 5 months, lived with their family. And when I had to go to the airport to say goodbye, the 4-year-old started absolutely screaming and she wouldn't let go. It was absolutely heartbreaking. So it can be quite upsetting if you really get a bond with a child and then you have to say goodbye. But that's sort of a rare, you know, normally you don't have to say goodbye, so it's quite nice otherwise to have a relationship that lasts. You can watch them grow up.
Jonathan, What do you do to fill your spare hours?
Well, one of the things I try to do regularly is drag myself down to the gym, which I've only been doing for the last 3 or 4 years, really at my girlfriend's encouragement. Mm-hmm. I find it deadly boring, but it's good for me. So I try and go. I'm currently supposed to be going 4 times a week, which is the biggest joke you've ever heard. If I get down there twice a week, it's a real achievement. And I do, what do? About 20 minutes on the running machines or the cycling or rowing or something. And then all these weightlifting machines. And it's supposed to be more each time. And it's supposed to make me big and butch and look gory, gorgeous. But I must say, I find it mind-numbingly dull.
And how long do you think you'll continue before you expect to see some serious results?
Can you not see any serious
results? Well, I mean, you know, you're looking fit and...
I don't know. I think it's something you never really complete.
It's an ongoing process.
I think so, yes. It's good for your overall health. Keeps the heart healthy.
And do you have a figure that you're aiming to replicate?
Well, the trouble with the gym is that everyone else is more gorgeous than you are. So really, anyone else's figure would be fine.